This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasad with the news. The headlines first. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa says COVID-19 pandemic draws government's attention towards reviewing the international border policy. Country reports 7 additional deaths due to COVID-19. Post-mortem reports reveals 17-year-old girl of Baitadi district murdered after rape. Nepali Congress Vice President Bimalendra Nidhi stresses on election for addressing political crisis in Nepal. And Myanmar coup leader defends action amid mass protests. Now the news in detail. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa has said that the COVID-19 pandemic has drawn government's attention towards reviewing the international border policy. Speaking at the concluding session of the workshop of agencies involved in international border security and management of the country yesterday, he said there had been suggestions to keep the border more controlled and regulated. Home Secretary Maheshwar Nyopane said the workshop provided recommendations and drew conclusions by incorporating the policy and practical issues related with border security and management. Inspector General of Armed Police Force Sailendra Khanal also said that the event proved fruitful in making border security and management more effective and efficient. The government has launched a vaccination campaign against the COVID-19 to vaccinate the journalists and staff of the diplomatic missions and embassies. Director of the Department of Health Service, Dr. Taranath Pokhrel, said the people on priority basis would be vaccinated from various hospitals in Kathmandu Valley for 5 days. The ministry informed that vaccines were being administered to the journalists from the civil service hospital, at New Banishur and to the staffs of the diplomatic missions from the Patan Academy of Health Sciences and Trivuan University Teaching Hospital. Meanwhile, Nepal's coronavirus recovery rate now stands at 98.6%. As per the Ministry of Health and Population, out of more than 272 infected people, more than 268,200 have recovered from the infection. Nepal's corona-related death toll has now reached 2,045 with 7 additional deaths. Bhagrathi Bhatta Baitadi was murdered after she was raped, according to her post-mortem report. The district hospital Baitadi submitted its report to the police stating that the 17-year-old girl was murdered after rape. Deputy Superintendent of Police DSP of Baitadi, Narayan Prasad Adhikari, confirmed the receipt of the post-mortem report from the hospital. Bhatta's dead body was recovered on February 4 in Low Lake Forest near her home. When the police recovered the dead body, there were bruises and wounds with bleeding. Police said that the suspects were being interrogated to confirm their involvement in the crime. Similarly, the swab of Bhatta has been sent to the National Forensic Lab, Kathmandu. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyamwali has held a virtual meeting with the State of Minister of Foreign Commonwealth and Development Office of the United Kingdom, Lord Ahmed. Issuing a press release yesterday, the Foreign Affairs Minister informed that various matters relating to Nepal-UK bilateral relations and cooperation were discussed during the meeting. While appreciating the British cooperation to the COVAX facility, through which developing countries including Nepal are benefited, Minister Gyamwali stressed on the importance of concerted efforts at the bilateral and multilateral levels to address common challenges faced by humanity. On the occasion, the British Minister Ahmed expressed commitment to continue development partnership with Nepal in various sectors, including the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. The two sides also exchanged views on the pressing issue of climate change. Minister Gyanwali reiterated Nepal's desire to work with the United Kingdom and other partner countries towards preserving mountain ecosystem and reducing impacts of climate change. The second meeting of Nepal-France bilateral consultation mechanism has been concluded. Issuing a press release yesterday, the Foreign Affairs Ministry informed that a wide range of matters relating to bilateral relations and cooperation between the two countries were discussed during the virtually held consultations. The two sides exchanged views on the overall state of bilateral relations between the two countries since the official visit of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli to France in June 2019. The two sides stressed on the importance of high-level visits and interactions to promote the agendas of common interest. The meeting discussed ways and means to promote bilateral trade and investment, transfer of technology and tourism for mutual benefit. The centuries-old cultural exchange and ever-increased people-to-people contacts were also discussed during the meeting. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Krishna Gopal Shrestha has applauded the contribution made by the United States of America in Nepal's education sector. Speaking at a meeting with Ambassador of the USA to Nepal, Randy Berry, held in the Education Ministry yesterday, Minister Shrestha said that the ages-long relation between the two nations would be bolstered in the future as well. The minister added that the U.S. supports for school sector reform plan and for the development of primary education were significant. Minister Shrestha also congratulated the recently elected U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris for their successful tenure. On the occasion, U.S. Envoy Berry said the USA would continue its support programs to Nepal through multilateral mechanisms. He clarified that U.S. had not changed any policies targeting Nepal and the new administration would also continue the development programs and collaboration with the government of Nepal. Nepali Congress Vice President Bimalendra Nidhi has said there is no alternative to election for addressing the political crisis seen in the country. Speaking at a program organized by Nepal Press Union Persa in Birganj yesterday, leader Nidhi viewed the election as the best option for taking fresh mandate. He also believed that the Supreme Court would give verdict on case relating to dissolution of House of Representatives as per jurisdiction given by the Constitution. The hearing on the case relating to dissolution of House of Representatives is underway in the Constitutional Bench. In yesterday's hearing, senior advocates Bishnu Bhattrai, Rabi Narayan Khanal, Mahesh Nepal and advocates Loknath Kharel, Mukunda Adhikari, Anantaraz Luintel, among others, pleaded on behalf of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. They argued that the Constitution had not mentioned the provision that Prime Minister did not have right to dissolve the House. The next hearing will be held on Wednesday. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has said discussions will be held with the concerned agencies for addressing the demands of the construction entrepreneurs. Speaking at a meeting with a delegation of the Federation of Contractors Association of Nepal yesterday, Minister Paudel expressed commitment to seek solution to some of the demands put forth by the construction entrepreneurs. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Parbat Gurung has vowed to make the transport business technology friendly. In a discussion with taxi entrepreneurs and drivers at his office in Singhadarbar yesterday, Minister Gurung said the transportation sector had to become technology friendly in order to run public transport, including bus and taxi service, effectively. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with international updates now. The leader of the coup in Myanmar has made his first TV address seeking to justify the action amid mass protests. Min Aung Hlaing said November's election won in a landslide by the party of leader Aung San Suu Kyi had been unfair. The military has begun to impose restrictions in some areas, including curfews and limits to gatherings. His protests were held on Monday for a third straight day along with a nationwide strike to oppose the coup. The general's speech drew angry opposition with images on social media showing people banging pots and pans in protest in front of television screens. The military seized power last week and declared a year-long state emergency in Myanmar. With power handed over to General Min Aung Hlaing. Suu Kyi and senior leaders of her National League for Democracy Party, NLD, including President Win Myint, have been put under house arrest. Emergency workers are searching for as many as 150 people after a piece of a Himalayan glacier is believed to have fallen into a river, triggering a huge flood in northern India and killing 26. The flood waters burst open a dam and deluge of water poured through a valley in the state of Uttarakhand on Sunday. Most of the missing are believed to be workers from two hydropower plants. More than 30 people were apparently trapped inside when the torrent of icy water swept down the valley carrying rocks and earth as it gathered speed. There has been no contact with the workers since Sunday and officials say it is hard to tell where in the tunnel they are and whether they are together. Hundreds of troops, paramilitaries and military helicopters have been sent to the region to help with rescue efforts. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Far West province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report, maximum temperature of 21.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 2.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Home Minister Rambhadu Thapa says COVID-19 pandemic draws government's attention towards reviewing the international border policy. Country reports 7 additional deaths due to COVID-19. Post-mortem report reveals 17-year-old girl of Baitari district murdered after rape. Nepali Congress Vice President Bimalendra Nidhi stressed on election for addressing political crisis in Nepal and Myanmar military General defense action amid mass protests. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.